Hey there. Welcome to Amateur Tarot Pod, the only podcast where two non-mystical hosts use the power of tarot to answer your burning questions.
For entertainment purposes only.
And that was Ben Noble.
Yep.
And I am Brian Dooley.
Also, yes. I guess I just forgot. I was thinking of something in my head instead of like doing the show. I was thinking about just the way I said that was kind of in that mismatched robotic voice.
Yeah.
So I was like, what if, I don't know.
Do you remember when you built a robot of me?
Yes.
Out of an old Teddy Ruxpin?
I do remember that.
Yeah. Do you know they make new Teddy Ruxpins?
I did not.
So you could, instead of a cassette, you could use like an MP3 now. I think.
Yeah, but it's probably one of those internet connected toys and those are bad because they spy on you.
Everything spies on you. Your phone spies on you. Your computer spies on you.
Yep.
So I'm fine
with... some TVs spy on you.
Yeah, I'm fine with it.
Oh, I try to limit the amount of spying things in my home.
I don't limit it. I give my information freely to anyone. That's why I'm so successful in my life.
Well, let's give away the secret to this show, which is that every week we flip over three cards to answer some listener's question, and those three cards stand for the recent past, the current actions, and the future 100% money-back spiritual gold guaranteed outcome for entertainment purposes only outcome.
That's it. That's what we do.
That's what we do on this show. And then we throw that deck away, and then we get a new deck, and then we give everybody, all of our lols, our legions of loyal listeners, which that lol has two L's on the end.
Does it? Or do we just... Is it just...
Is it loyal listeners one word?
Yeah.
Hyphenated or...
Just all crunched together.
Okay. Our legions of loyal listeners. And we give each and every one of you a card of the week. Well, it's the same card of the week to each and every one of you that guides you in some way during the week.
Yep.
It's exactly what it sounds like. Jeez.
Yeah, it's a card of the week. Come on. Try and keep up.
Mm-hmm.
So speaking of keeping up, I guess, you know, we're a couple minutes into the podcast. We should get to Queerance Corner.
Should we?
Let's do it.
Okay.
Here we are. We're in Queerance Corner.
That was fast.
Yeah, it's not far away.
It's just in the corner.
This week's question comes from Sarah from St. Louis. And Sarah says, I've been slowly transitioning from three jobs to two, but I'm nervous to quit the one.
How many peppers did Peter Piper pick? I feel like this is a secret math problem, a secret word problem.
Well,
if Sarah has two jobs and...
Yeah, it's something on the MCAT or whatever.
Yeah.
She goes on to say, I've been there for a while, and I have a handful of loyal clients I feel guilty about leaving behind.
Don't.
Parentheses, there's no way I can tell them where I'm going without violating my employee contract.
Don't do that.
I'm dying to get out of this place, though, and want to be done with it by the end of this month. Should I do it now?
Sounds like it.
Yeah, my advice is, before the cards, just walk away.
Based on the tone of your question, it seems like you've kind of already made up your mind and you're just looking for permission.
What job is she leaving, though, where she has all these loyal clients? Is she an attorney?
Yes.
Is that her third job?
Yeah. She works the third shift as an attorney. I bet her legal chakras are aligned.
So her first job is obviously ice cream vendor.
Yes. Her second job is an architect.
And what type of architect? Like,
there are types.
Well, you can design like homes, or you can design office buildings, or you can design zoo landscapes.
She makes golf courses.
Okay. So
she's a landscape architect for golf courses.
Yes. So we have an ice cream vendor, a golf course landscape architect,
and an attorney.
And a late night attorney.
Late night attorney. I like that. That sounds like a good
name
for something.
Sarah doesn't like it.
Well, obviously. I mean, maybe she doesn't want to leave because she just likes the name, Late Night Attorney. That sounds like a good TV show or band name or something.
Do you remember the show Night Court?
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, wow. I didn't watch it, but I know of it.
Oh, okay.
I remember that it existed at one point.
Yeah. I think that Sarah does something like that.
Yeah. Probably. What do they do?
On Night Court, they deal with night crimes.
Doesn't Batman do that too?
Yeah, he deals with Dark Knight crime.
Oh, good one. Okay, so Sarah's trying to get rid of the Night Court thing.
She really wants to focus on the ice cream.
Yeah.
The architect thing is just like a side gig. She makes most of her money there, but the ice cream's where her passion is.
Mm-hmm. and she's dying to get out of this law office and wants to be done with it by the end of this month. Should I do it now? So, Brian, when did you get this question?
I'm not going to lie to you. It was before this month. It was last month.
Okay. March or February?
We'll call it March.
Okay. Because it's April now.
Yes, we're in April.
So she might have already done it.
Yeah, she wanted to quit this job in March.
Okay, well, so now we've left her hanging. So unfortunately, I mean, she probably wouldn't have done anything without our advice or permission.
Yeah, right? She's just been waiting, and now we're finally able to follow through.
Yeah, so she wanted to be done by the end of March. Oops.
Sorry.
So maybe now we can make sure that she's done by the end of April.
Yeah, we'll get you out of there, or we'll have an answer for you by the end of April.
Okay.
Okay, so this week we're going to be using the Everyday Witch Tarot.
What's the difference between an everyday witch and then just like the weekend witch?
I think a weekend witch probably has to wear like business formal all week and then can finally
get like, into her like robes.
Kick off and put on the robes and scarf on the weekends.
The everyday witch is just her best self.
Yeah, the everyday witch is living the dream. This is a great deck for this question because the everyday witch doesn't have to work her third job.
Exactly. These witches, like the Hierophant, she's just doing yoga.
Yeah.
She's just a yoga teacher.
She's living her best life.
Oh, this is adorable. The Lovers has two witches holding hands, and their backs are facing us. And then there's two cats, and their tails are crossed to form a heart.
Aw.
That's cute. This witch is on a motorcycle.
I think you were right in that these witches are living their best life.
Yeah. Is this like a... I don't know. That this one, the motorcycle witch looks like a Wizard of Oz type thing.
She looks like a black hat pointy witch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Justice has a black cat and a white cat fighting on her scales. That's fun. This is a fun little deck. Whoa, death is spooky. Kind of looks like Snape.
Ooh.
Or Voldemort.
Or Voldemort.
There's a lot of yoga in this deck. Also, holy shit, the devil is a man, a creepy man, and he is harassing two kids on a park bench. He has golden, spiritual gold in one hand and an ice cream cone in the other, which also ties into our question.
Oh, wow.
And he's like trying to tempt them away. That's bad. There's a lot of things. I mean, it's a fun deck to talk about.
This is a fun deck.
But I'm still going to give it 3 stars.
Okay.
This is a serious art, and there is such a thing as too much fun.
I disagree. I don't think there's a thing as too much fun in a tarot deck, but if the fun, there's too much... There's the wrong kind of fun. Like, if the deck is too fun to be able to tell what the meanings are, then I think, for me, it would lose stars.
Okay.
For you, you just take away stars arbitrarily. I understand your rating system is just based on hate.
Yes. There is no rubric. There is no, like, rating rubric.
Do you think that you, if I gave you decks again that you've already rated...
Would I rate them differently?
Give them all the same ratings that you would?
It's likely that I would not give them the same ratings because it's just arbitrary and capricious. Good shuffling, though. These cards are of a good thickness and size.
Yeah, you like
shuffle.
Them?
Shuffle. Yes.
Yeah, these are... they come in a big box. They're a Llewellyn deck. And I have several decks from Llewellyn. There's the Celtic Tarot. And
you get these at the restaurant Llewellyn's?
That is a very localized joke.
Yep, some people got it. Sarah from STL probably got it.
Oh, yeah, Sarah probably got it. You had a question earlier about, not Llewellyn, but...
No, about Lo Scarabeo.
Yeah, Lo Scarabeo.
Yeah, Lo Scabaro. Is he related to Sbarro, the pizza?
Probably, yeah. Like, he stands around in food courts handing out sample cards.
Yeah, who is Lo Scarabeo? He makes a lot of decks.
Yeah, well... I can tell you the real answer, or we can keep riffing on what would be the more fun answer.
That.
Okay, he's a sentient bug.
Ooh! Because the logo is a scarab.
A scarab, yeah.
As you would expect.
And that's what he is, except he's giant.
Okay.
And he stands around in mall food courts, handing out sample cards to people.
Okay.
But they're beautiful cards, and they're usually in several different languages.
Mm-hmm.
And, sometimes the card stock is not as good. Like, you would expect that maybe from a scarab.
Mm. He might not know.
Yeah. I don't even understand what goes through his little beetle brain. Like, why he's doing that.
I don't either, but it is what it is.
And he's got a whole publishing company, so.
He's very powerful. He's a sentient scarab.
Sentient Scarab.
That's a tongue twister.
Just like I've been slowly transitioning from three jobs to two, but I'm nervous to quit the one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which brings us back to the question.
So here we are.
Let's do it. Everyday witches. Should Sarah do it now? Everyday witches.
Flip.
Flip. The Tower.
Oh, well, that's a card, huh? Although this witch, in a normal tower, it's like lightning strikes the tower and it catches on fire. That doesn't make sense anyway, but that's what the card is. This one, the tower has collapsed, but there's a witch in the foreground who's like hiding her wand behind her back and is, it looks like she did it.
So she has responsibility for it.
Yes.
Yeah.
She's like, oops. My bad.
Sorry.
Yeah, and there's a little cat hiding under the bush.
I love how many cats there are in this deck.
Yeah, it's not a cat deck, but there's a lot of cats.
On the back of the deck, there's a broom and a pointy witch hat and a black cat that's all playful.
So, does the fact that this witch is definitely guilty, does that change our interpretation of this card?
Well, the tower is indicative of something ending catastrophically.
Yes.
And I think that this reading of it just gives agency to our querent. It gives agency to Sarah saying, like, something's going to end catastrophically.
Did end. It's past. And
yeah, something in. So maybe we're
her,
too late.
Her love for this job ended catastrophically.
Yeah, and but it's something that she can hold responsibility for. And this witch is smiling, too. So she's not sorry that it happened.
Right.
It's just, it's something that happened, and now we're dealing with the fallout from it.
Yeah. Next card, present. Flip.
The Knight of Pentacles. Fun.
Is it Harry Potter?
I feel like it's Robin Hood playing Quidditch.
Yeah, he is just standing on the ground with a broom between his legs, and he's holding a golden ball. It is, you're right, it is just Robin Hood playing Quidditch by himself. The Knight of Pentacles. And the Knight of Pentacles is a card about doing the work.
Yeah. Pentacles are about things that are about creature comforts. It's about money. It's about taking care of business.
Mm-hmm.
And he has a lot of tools on his belt, too. He has a hammer and a wand and a sack of something.
Yep.
Yeah. So he's ready to do the work. And maybe this bludger is leading the way.
Could be.
The one that he's holding in his hand.
So my thought is that, you know, Sarah, she wants to leave this job. She can't tell these clients where she's going, so she can't keep these clients. And I have to assume that she has three jobs, probably financially necessary.
Yeah.
Or was when she started doing these three jobs. I don't think she just did it for fun. And so maybe this card is...
She does the ice cream for fun.
Well, yeah. But the other two.
Yeah.
So maybe this card is saying, like, now is the time, right before you quit this month, this is the time to do the work that you need to do on the golf landscaping and the ice cream business to kind of make those a little more viable so that you can feel okay about leaving this job and leaving those clients behind.
Mm-hmm. I like that. That's good.
And our feature card, flip.
The Ace of Wands.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh, boy. So describe the card, and then I've got a hot take on it.
All right. There's a witch, and she's standing in front of a fire. And out of the smoke of that fire are a book, a quill pen, a map, a wand, music notes, a paintbrush, a small tree branch.
How big is this card?
It's normal size, but there's a lot of stuff coming out of that fire. And the witch is like, whoa. She's like, this is wild.
Yeah. And so the way I'm reading this is you're putting in the work in your other jobs so that you can have that strong foundation. The time that you free up from quitting your night lawyer job is, wait, what, the night attorney?
Yeah, night attorney.
Yeah.
Night crimes.
The time that you free up, you're going to find something else that strikes your passion and that makes you just very excited to, like, you'll have, all that time is still going to be filled up doing something, but it's something new and exciting that you've just discovered in your life.
Yeah. So should I do it now? Yes.
Yes.
Well, hold on.
Yeah, you want to wrap it back up in a story and see if there's a new take?
Well, there's a slightly altered take.
Okay.
So
whatever gets said last is what's real.
Yep. So in the past, the Tower, that was a period of time where, you know, this job kind of collapsed for you. I mean, it didn't literally collapse in that it ended or you left it, but kind of your passion for this job, your desire to keep doing it, your ability to keep doing it collapsed. And now is the time where you're trying to get out, the Knight of Pentacles. You need to invest in those other two jobs that you have to make sure those can sustain you when you leave this job. And then in that free time, you're going to find a new hobby, something new that you're, or a new job, I don't know, something new that you're passionate about and that keeps you excited and moving forward, that replaces this old night crimes job that was not satisfying or stopped being satisfying. So you want to be done with this job by the end of the month. Should you do it now? I would say not like as soon as this episode ends, don't call your boss and quit. Make sure you have that foundation, that Knight of Pentacles foundation, and then quit.
And then
discover something new and exciting.
I wonder if the new and exciting thing, and this is just spitballing, but I wonder if the new and exciting
thing... Well, if you say it, it's going to be true.
...is committing night crimes.
Hmm. I wouldn't advocate that.
I'm not advocating anything. I'm just wondering.
For entertainment purposes only.
Because then she would have to deal... I mean, maybe she would see some of her clients then.
All right. That was Queerance Corner.
That's Queerance Corner. Thank you so much, Sarah from St. Louis. What's next? What do we do next on this show?
Well, we give a card of the week.
A card of the week. All right. Let me throw away the Everyday Witch Tarot. Which, if I was rating this deck, I would give it 4 stars, probably. I'm not, because that's not my job
here. I was going to say, we're going to cut that part out, because how dare you?
But I just, that was the first time reading with that deck, and I am kind of in love with it.
All right. Well, why doesn't it get 5 stars then?
Because the artwork is a bit too whimsical for me still, but I love how positive it is and how much joy these witches seem to be having.
They're living their best selves.
They are. Congrats, witches.
All right. Well, moving on to the card of the week, which is a card for everybody. A little piece of advice that you can take with you as you're facing challenges this week. You can think back to this and be like, oh, I know what to do.
Yeah, it's Ben a little piece of Ben and Brian.
And this week we are using the Smith-Waite Tarot deck, the Borderless edition.
Yeah, Borderless.
So the Smith-Waite deck is just basically your standard Rider-Waite, except Smith instead of Rider. What happened to Rider? Did they, Waite and Rider got into a fight, so then he was like, well, Smith is going to help me on this one.
Well, Rider is the publisher, and Waite is the guy that, like, collected it and put it together.
Okay.
And Pamela Coleman Smith was the artist.
And so it is the same deck.
So the artwork and the imagery is the same, but these are, I think, better pictures than the Rider-Waite deck. And I think that the colors are better as well.
I'm into that. And the borderlessness is also better.
Yeah, the borderlessness makes these cards feel just really rich.
Which, you know, if the Rider-Waite is your just solid 3, this deck is a little better, and it is a 4. Especially because it's borderless. Also, your, like, realistic explanation of the why behind this is much less entertaining than...
I know, I feel like I've been doing that a lot lately.
Yeah, you've been, like, well-actually-ing me a lot.
Well, you just have questions that I know the answers
to. Yeah, but you knew the answer to the Low Scarabeo thing, and that was just a talking beetle.
Yeah, that was a good one.
That was good. That was when you didn't well-actually me. That's when you didn't mansplain me the tarot.
Someone pointed out to me the other day that Pamela Coleman Smith drew the Rider-Waite deck, but her name is the only name that's not on there.
Right.
And so I felt like it was important to call her out in this deck, that that's why she's named in this deck. That's why it's named differently.
Okay.
Because I don't want this to just be a mansplaining podcast. It's mansplaining and woman-loving.
It's like a negative times a negative is a positive.
Exactly.
All right. The card of the week this week, the Queen of Pentacles. And the Queen of Pentacles is here, sitting in her throne, in nature, holding a pentacle. That's what she's doing. You know, there's also a rabbit. Peter Rabbit is in this card.
Peter Rabbit.
It's like a little bit of buzz marketing to promote that new Peter Rabbit movie.
Which at this point in time is no longer a new movie and probably not in theaters at all. Because I think as of recording, it's no longer a new movie.
Maybe not.
Anyway, the little white book for this deck says Queen of Pentacles. The face suggests that of a dark woman whose qualities might be summed up in the idea of greatness of soul. She also has the serious cast of intelligence. She contemplates her symbol and may see worlds therein. Divinatory meanings, or keywords, as we call them.
Opulence. Pretentious people call them divinatory meanings.
Opulence, magnificence, generosity, security, and liberty.
Okay.
All right. I like that. What's that mean for this week?
Well, for this week, it means that if you are the Queen of Coins, be a provider. Help people out. If you're seeing somebody struggling, be generous.
And if the Queen of Pentacles is someone in your life, maybe you're in a place where you need to ask for help in some way.
Yeah, and they will not be magnanimous.
They will be magnanimous.
They will not be douchey.
Yeah. And it's important to just throw away any ego that you have about it and just go in and be like, hey, I need help and I think you can help me. That brings us to the end of the show, though.
Yes, it does. And so this is the part of the show where we say thank you to Sarah from St. Louis and best of luck quitting your night crimes job.
Yeah. No, quitting your night court job.
Yes.
And maybe starting doing night crimes.
I'm not going to.
I will say best of luck.
For entertainment purposes only.
Yeah. I don't think you should do that, but I don't wish ill on her.
No, I don't either. All right. Thank you to our LOLs, our Legions of Loyal Listeners.
Do we have to say Legions of Loyal Listeners every time?
Well, I wanted to give people like a week or two just to, you know, because like if you missed last week's episode and then we just start saying LOL a lot, they won't get it.
Okay.
So I want to give people a week or two, because sometimes people miss a week or so. I don't know why they would, but some people do miss a week.
Yeah, why would you miss a week? Your podcast app just loads them in order.
Yeah.
And I'm sure this is the only podcast you listen to.
Probably. Delete all other podcasts.
Sorry, Radiotopia. We're taking over.
Yeah. So I'll stop after this one, but I think two episodes where we spell out what LOL means.
Okay.
It's Legions of Loyal Listeners.
Perfect.
And that's you guys.
Where can they find us if they want to, you know, get in on this sweet, sweet action?
AmateurTarot.com, which is where you can look at pictures of the cards that we talked about. You can read some brief show notes about the readings. You can submit a question of your own on that website right there, just like Sarah did. And we can give you some stellar advice.
Or you could just email us a question at amateurtarotreading@gmail.com.
You could also phone us at 314-325-6047. Leave us a voicemail question and we'll play that on the air.
And if you call in the next 10 minutes, we'll give you a hug.
Aw.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Just a good old over the phone or in-person hug, depending on where you are. You know how Kickstarter things are sometimes rewards are like
geographically.
We can do this as long as you live in the LA area.
Yes.
You can have this special prize.
But that's kind of what this is.
If you don't live in the LA area, you might as well do the next thing down, the next tier down, because you can't have this cool prize.
Mm. Yeah. You can also look at cards of the day. If you didn't like the Queen of Pentacles and you want a new card tomorrow, you can go to our Tarot Amateur Twitter feed or our Amateur Tarot Instagram feed, or just kind of mash buttons for a while and you'll eventually end up somewhere to see some pictures of cards. And you can tweet at Brian at Zen Iron Man if you just want to get on Brian.
You can tweet at Ben at Making All This Up and he'll answer once a week or so.
Maybe. I don't get on Twitter much anymore.
I see you on there sometimes, liking, retweeting.
Mm-hmm.
It's appreciated.
Yeah. I mean, I mostly just get on to check the notifications and respond to anything that I need to respond to.
Yeah. I saw somebody that I follow also, I guess, follows you and retweeted an article that you wrote.
That's nice of them.
This past week.
That's nice of them.
Yeah.
I write articles about creativity and helping you make the things that matter to you at my website at makingallthisup.com.
I post goofs and angry political things.
Mm. The last thing that you can do. Maybe the most important thing. rating and reviewing us on iTunes.
So go ahead and check your email.
Nice.
Yeah, and that should start to get you in the mindset of the memory palace that Ben has built.
Mm-hmm. Over several weeks, when you check your email, you want to remember to also open iTunes and rate the Amateur Tarot Podcast.
Every single time.
Every single time. I mean, if you've already done it, you can just... This hypnotic trigger will not trigger anything.
Right.
But if you haven't rated and reviewed the podcast, next time you check your email, think about the Amateur Tarot Podcast and how you should rate and review it.
Ben, one thing before we get to the next thing.
Mm-hmm.
If someone's been listening for several weeks, they've built the Memory Palace,
mm-hmm.
and they still have not rated and reviewed iTunes, I implore you, check your email.
Yes.
It's been weeks. People are waiting to hear back from you. This isn't like snail mail. This is not like a letter comes to your house and you can just throw it in a drawer and forget about it like it's a bill. This is important stuff. This is notifications from Boing Boing about special sales that are going on.
There's Viagra that's on sale now.
Yeah, check your spam folders.
A Nigerian prince needs your help.
There's a lot going on.
And you're missing it.
But if this is the first time you're hearing us, build that memory palace and rate and review us on iTunes.
When you check your email.
And if you rate and review us on iTunes, maybe you'll get mentioned like Hoppy McScrag.
I love it. Hoppy McScrag, 5 stars. Ancient secrets revealed. I was a bit skeptical of the divinity powers of these guys at first, but they offer a money-back guarantee, so it seems pretty legit after all. Recommended.
We love it. I recommend Hoppy McScrag, who is also one of Slippy's kids.
You're right. 2 weeks in a row. Slippy really built that. I mean, Slippy hasn't rated us, but he did tell his kids to, which
Slippy
I appreciate.
From Star Fox is too old to listen to podcasts. He just doesn't understand how right. it works. But his kids love podcasts.
Yeah.
So thank you, Hoppy McScrag, for writing in and giving us that delightful review. Anything else, Ben?
No, I'm done. I've said enough.
I think I'm done also. I think it's time to... Do you want to go watch that Peter Rabbit movie?
Yeah.
All right, let's do it. Bye.
I'm gonna cut that.
Okay.
We'll just leave it as it is, because that podcast is not coming out for a while, so I won't reference it.
Yeah. Oh, also, we can't just end the podcast right there.
No, I know.
I was going to just end the
podcast. Oh, no, we can't do that.
No. Okay. So,
we're ending the podcast.
Magnanimous, lean into it.
What if you're the rabbit?
Are we doing what if
yeah,
you're the
rabbit? Yeah, leave that in, but then let's just move into the outro.
Are we doing this part also? Or am I editing this out?
Where we're discussing what we should do?
Yeah.
I don't know. That's a dealer's choice.
That's going to go at the end of the episode.
Where we just debate how we should. Okay.